What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and it is part two of our Marvel Cinematic Universe Heroes and Villains bracket.
Part dose.
Parte dose, and we are on the villain side today.
Oh, snap.
Ooh.
So, this one I think might be a little more interesting. Hoping for less sweeps.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more discussion and more dissent.
Yes, agreed. Maybe not.
Except maybe this first one.
Yeah.
So we're going to just start immediately. Thanos versus Ironmonger. Now, for those who may not remember, Ironmonger is Jeff Bridges in the first Iron Man. So I'm going to go.
I thought you loved Jeff Bridges.
Well, I do, but.
I am going to go Thanos here.
Same.
Because he's really... okay. After we said there would be, like, more discussion.
Wow.
More dissent.
Well, I mean, but he's really... He's one of the first... Maybe not one of the first, but he's, like, the overarching, like, well-developed villain of the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. He kind of appears in a few movies before he's actually, like, a main villain. And, I mean, his backstory is just... It's really good. Like... You don't want to say that you're, like, on his side with his plan to wipe out half the universe.
No, you don't.
But he's at least got, like, a reason for that.
He's got a reason, a thought-out reason.
Yeah,
like, it's not just he's just mindlessly wanting to do this. Like, he has his reason.
It's almost scarier that, like, his plan is, like, that...
Thought out,
because it's, like, more calculated than just, like, someone going on emotion.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's him with Gamora, which, I mean, it's kind of problematic, but in his own...
What is that?
They're meowing?
That's Thor!
No.
It's Thor!
Hey, it's boy! Thor.
I thought it was Mom.
Mommy Johnny.
Mom's just meowing outside Lyle's room.
But yeah, like, Thanos and his, like, really... bad but still like interesting relationship with Gamora
and Nebula.
Oh yeah,
that's even worse.
It's so bad. Perhaps I've treated you too harshly.
I'm gonna say that to Dad tomorrow.
Thanks, Dad.
Sounds good. Also, like, Thanos gets how long is Infinity War, how long is Endgame? Ironmonger has, like, here you go, a 2-hour movie where we only find out you're bad, like, partway through it, and
it's
not developed.
Their original plan was for him to become Ironmonger in, like, a third movie.
Oh.
So, I don't know, they just, like, decided to like, do it in one.
They're like, we'll just do it now.
And, like, I love Jeff Bridges, but, yeah, I mean... He's not super memorable, and plus he's, like, in the really bad category of heroes fighting villains that are just, like, a different version of them.
Yeah, that's a little boring.
Like, it's like an Iron Man versus a bigger Iron Man.
Yeah.
So, I think we all went Thanos there. Now, this next one, there might actually be some dissent. We've been promising some dissent. we have Red Skull from Captain America, the First Avenger, versus Caecilius from Doctor Strange. Care, would you like to start?
I'm going to go with Caecilius. Doctor Strange is a really good movie. Like, I like it a lot more than you do, Lyle, I know.
Yeah.
But, like, Red Skull, I don't know, he's kind of just like a Nazi with the Red Skull. I mean, Caecilius used to be with all of them, and then he turned against them because he wanted more power, and he's the one who brought, what's his name?
Dormammu,
yeah. I mean, like, he was summoning Dormammu, I don't know, and I just, like, I mean, he's just as tough as Doctor Strange is, like, magically, mm-hmm. but he's, you know, he's just on the other side of it. But I don't know. And like, that's just a good movie. Like,
good actor, followers too.
And stuff. Great mm-hmm. actor.
Mads Mikkelsen.
I say Caecilius.
So I am going to go Red Skull. We've got Ooh. our first.
Oh, Cub will be the decider.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think I just like that he shows up again in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Played this time cool. by Ross Unexpected. Marquand instead of Hugo Weaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just think that, like, he was a good villain to start out the MCU. Because, like, the first, you know, he was one of the first that was still, like, a human, but also, like, starting to get a little weirder.
Yeah, they're like, let's test this out and right. see what you guys think.
Right, like, it wasn't just another person like Iron Man or, you know, like a yeah. giant robot. He was the first robot, and it's Hugo Weaving. So, I'm yeah. going Red Skull.
Ooh, so I'm so the decider. So,
Cub is the decider.
And I'm actually going Red Skull as well.
Oh, snap. Ooh. I've been outvoted.
Yeah, I also think, for me, it has to do a lot with, like, kind of the timeline of all the movies and mm-hmm. how he's, like, playing that kind of initial villain role. And also, he's the Hail Hydra guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have that whole, like, piece to it. But, I don't know, Caecilius just isn't Kai doing it for me.
Adding on to that, I mean, yeah, that's, like, the whole basis of the Winter Soldier is yeah. that Hydra is still in true. S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's Red Skull, man.
Yeah, so that's why I went
he
with
He started them. It, yeah.
All right, next up, we have Malekith from Thor the Dark World versus Ulysses Klaue from Black Panther. I want to start this. I'm going Klaue because I have a very deep-seated love of Andy Serkis.
That's true.
Who plays Klaue. This is going past just his character, but he's super underrated as an actor because everyone thinks that just because he's in like a suit, like a motion capture suit, that he's not actually acting. He's great as Golem.
But he's Golem.
He's Caesar in the new Planet of the Apes. Like, he had to learn to, like, he's a human playing an ape that is, like, walking like a human. Oh, man. And
pretty impressive.
It's just really fun in this that he actually gets to be a human. And he's such a hammy actor in this, but, like, in a good way. And he looks like he's having so much fun. And I mean, plus he is like, I mean, in universe, he's like a huge villain to Wakanda. Like, he stole a bunch of their vibranium. He killed that one guy's dad, the guy from Get Out.
Yeah, that happened.
And he doesn't make it very far in the movie, spoiler alert, but he's super memorable. He's also in Age of Ultron, where he's pretty memorable.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little, like, 5-minute cameo. So yes, that's my little rant. I'm voting Klaue here.
Wow, Lyle's in love with Ulysses Klaue.
I love Andy Serkis.
Cub? There?
All right, well, this one was tough, because Malekith is another one who's just boring, so... There's, and Thor the Dark World, I mean, does anyone really know, remember too much about that? Like, he was not a memorable villain, so I am going to go with Klaue as well, because at least, like, even as little as he was in those movies, like, he was way better. Like, he was fun to watch.
Yeah. Cub?
Yeah, I'm going Klaue as well for the aforementioned reasons.
The Andy Serkis mentioned reasons.
Yep.
I love you, Andy Serkis.
Shout out. We should just, like, tag him in this. He loves you so much.
All right, so Klaue is moving on. Now, this next one I feel like is a really, like, it's kind of not fair how it randomly appeared, because it's a good matchup. It is Ego yeah. from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 versus Loki. So, who would like to start?
Well, we know who Kara's picking.
I'm definitely picking Loki. I love Loki. He's on my laptop background, actually. Like, he's such a good character. He had such a good arc. Like,
such a good arc.
I mean, at first you're like, oh, he's just kind of whiny. Like, I get it, you're adopted, but you don't need to kill everyone. But then it just, like, they go more into it, and then he was, like, brainwashed by Thanos, which we find out later. Like, it's just really good. I like his development, and he does actually care about Thor, like, which you don't see once he starts going a little bit crazy, but then it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
So I am actually going to vote Ego here.
What?
Wow.
There's a little semantics issue here to me. Is Loki even a villain? I mean,
yes.
He's the villain in the first Thor and then in the Avengers. But then I guess on like Marvel's website, they're saying now that, yeah, he was brainwashed by Thanos. So really the only movie where he's a straight up villain is Thor. And that could even be chalked up to like, it's his brother, and, like, he was lied to his whole life about who he was, and, like, he's adopted.
Snap.
Ego
oh.
is an actual villain. Like, he's straight up
That's
evil.
True. He kills his children after trying to, like, join with them, but not in the way you think.
Join us.
But, I mean, he's played by Kurt Russell, who is really good at, like, in the role.
He hams it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he kills Star-Lord's mother, or he killed her. Like, that's pretty brutal.
That's pretty bad.
So I'm gonna go Ego here.
Cub.
I am going Loki. I respect the argument that, the semantic argument, but in my opinion, Loki is truly a villain. and in fact, many sites rank him as one of the top villains
That's
ever.
True.
So, and I kind of go with the rationale that Kerr kind of already mentioned. I think this is another character where the actor plays him really well.
Oh,
and I'm not
so
sure
good.
That. Killed and I'm not
it.
Sure if other actors could really pull
no,
that off.
He, like, he went hard.
He's
as
so
Loki,
good.
And we yeah. appreciate it.
And I don't know. His sort of smugness is just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's really good at
the... He just pulls it off really well.
He does.
The, like, sleazy, but then, oh, wait, no, we like him.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I mean, and his arc is just, like...
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, by the end of Ragnarok, where he's fully on Thor's side, and then at the very
You're
beginning
like, yes!
of Infinity War, like, he
yeah.
dies to save Thor... It's, like, mm-hmm. I'm a little mad that, I mean, I don't know, the fact that the Loki that they're going to make a show out of is, like, the alternate Loki who's still evil.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I guess it works, but...
He might develop, though, because he still would have been brainwashed if that's what they're going
that's
with.
That's true.
So, you know, he could redevelop.
The other thing is, like, I don't know, the whole, like, Ego being a planet thing.
That's, yeah.
Yeah,
it was kind of like... Meh, okay. You like it seems like you went to a pretty big extreme there. Whereas like Loki's powers collectively are like
oh yeah.
Like amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish they would have done more with his frost giant heritage later.
Yeah.
Like if mm-hmm. okay, so I'm just thinking of this right now, but like when Thanos had him by the neck, why couldn't he just like
breathe?
Become the frost giant again and like burn his like skin with his like ice.
Yeah.
I mean, because they got like ice burns from
yeah.
how cold they were. Like, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Dang it.
So next.
That's region three.
That's, yeah, region three is going to be next round will be Thanos versus Red Skull and Ulysses Claw versus Loki.
Ooh.
Oh.
They're kind of like similar.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next up, region 4, we have Ultron from Age of Ultron and Whiplash from Iron Man 2. I got to go Ultron here.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like Ultron wasn't as good as he should have been because it was James Spader, who's, like, amazing.
Oh, his voice.
His voice is great.
Yeah, I love his voice.
I don't know. I don't feel like he was as good as he could have been as Ultron. But it's still him over Whiplash.
I'm actually going to go with Whiplash.
Wow.
And here's why.
Let me hear it.
Like, so Ultron... I feel like they could have done more with it, and that's where it's, like, disappointing. So, like, his convoluted plan, I don't know, it just seems a little bit much, but, like, Whiplash is just, like, I used to work, or my dad used to work with your dad. He stole my technology. I'm going to make a suit with these sweet electric whips, and
they
I'm just going to try to kill you.
They are sweet, yeah.
And I Mickey like Rourke is really good.
He's good.
He is.
Like, I feel like it's more straightforward. Their fight is definitely not long enough in that movie. But, like, I don't know. I just appreciate his character more.
So, I'm going Ultron here. Not just because of the James Spader voice.
It helps, though.
It helps. It definitely does.
But, I mean, I felt like in that movie, he was such a good antagonist to the entire group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I liked all his little, like, flying buddies. He
made them. They were, like, all him. But...
his little, like, crew or whatever. And
he does have some great quotes when he's like, I had to kill the other guy when he, like, took out Jarvis. wouldn't have been my first call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of his quotes are just, like, so fun. Like, unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like, Whiplash was good, but I feel like in the overall scheme of things, like, Ultron provided a lot more, I don't know, there was more to fight there, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was definitely more memorable, too.
Yeah.
Well, the end of Iron Man 2 really didn't help Whiplash at all, because, like, when you started talking about him, I'm like, I forgot really about, like, anything he does in the
Me
movie.
Too.
And, like,
well, yeah, I mean, he's just as smart as Tony.
Yeah, and he spends the whole movie, like, doing, like, making the drones, and he's got the bird, and...
My bird.
And he didn't make the bracket, but Sam Rockwell as Justin Hammer, like, they're kind of going back and forth the whole time. So, like, he is good. It's that ending is really bad.
Yeah, the ending definitely sucks.
Like, his first fight...
It's 30 seconds long.
Like, yeah, it's bad. But, like, the first fight where he, like, goes out on the racetrack...
Like, yeah, that, I mean, that's so really cool. He, like, cuts a car in half with these whips. Like, it's really cool.
So, next up, we have...
No.
We have Helmut Zemo from Captain America Civil War versus Eric Killmonger from Black Panther.
You guys want to skip this one? Or?
Well,
Killmonger, 1,000%.
It's Killmonger.
Yeah.
It's okay. Killmonger.
He's a great villain.
So this actually, like, we've had a lot of ones that were, like, you know, sweeps, but I feel like this one is the most deserved sweep.
This is the sweepiest sweep.
Because it's, like, one of the best villains versus one of the worst.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, do we want to take the pro-Killmonger side first? I mean, he's just...
Well, what's the pro-Zemo? Is there a pro-Zemo?
There is no...
I don't think there is.
Really.
The only pro-Zemo is that, like, you get his reasoning for why he's doing what he's doing. Like, he lost his family when the Avengers fought in Sokovia, and then, like, they just get to leave and go home, and, like, his whole life is destroyed. But he's just so bad. Like,
and his plan is so complex. Like, how did it even work?
It's really, like, it's why I think Civil War is really overrated, because it's, like...
Oh, it's great, though.
It almost seems like they just wanted to have the Avengers fight each other, and then remember they needed to, like, put a plot in the movie.
Yeah, they could have had a much better plot, but
so, it's just like there's really nothing good about him.
But here's the flip side. So, yes, we understand Zemo's reasoning, but we also understand Killmonger's reasoning.
And
he's 1,000 times better.
Right, exactly.
Before we get into Killmonger, I do like Zemo is going to be in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show.
Ooh. Maybe
so
we'll get more of his...
Hopefully he gets better.
Yeah. We'll see.
But yeah, Killmonger, man.
Hi, Auntie.
Hi, Auntie.
But, I love that.
So, his father is like a spy for Wakanda in the U.S. He tried to steal vibranium, right? For some reason.
Like, or he was selling it. Yeah. He was going to sell it to Claw.
T'Chaka, a.k.a. T'Challa's father, kills him in what is really the worst, like, self-defense I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know if it's self-defense.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to save young version of Forrest Whitaker, but it's like, did you have to stab him in the chest with your claws?
I don't think that was necessary.
Well, and then they just leave Killmonger there. And so, like, that's one of the big themes of the movie. Yeah. Like, they created their own villain.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was mad about it, so he came back. Like,
so he's mad because he, you know, he sees Wakanda has all this power and all this, you know, wealth that they could be helping oppressed, like, African people and African Americans, just people throughout the world. And he wonders why they're not doing anything. They act like they're a poor country that can't help anyone. They just isolate themselves. And, like, he's not wrong.
Killmonger's one of the most that you're like, yes, I agree with you. Like,
yeah.
The only issue with his, like, plan is that he takes it too far. To, like, he wants to just start a new empire, like, of Wakanda. But he actually changes T'Challa's mind. Like, to reach out to the world more. And he's got a great death scene. And he's got cool hair. Yes.
And he packed on an additional 50 pounds? I don't know. He packed on additional muscle, a lot of additional muscle, on top of the muscle that he packed on for Creed. If you've seen it, he is jacked.
Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. He's so good.
Like, he's great. His character is great. Definitely understand it. Like, and he's almost charming too. Like,
in his own way.
Oh, okay,
And they're saying now he could be in the next Black Panther because he's dead, but he was a king of Wakanda. So will he be the ancestral plane?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
So that'd be cool. So next up, I think this actually might be the most, like, close, potentially, matchup. We have Hela from Thor Ragnarok versus Vulture from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Ooh.
This is a really good matchup, I think. Who'd like to start?
I'll start. I'm gonna go with Hela. She is awesome. Like, she's another one who just, like, embraced the character, went all out, and is just, like, some of the stuff she says is just hilarious. Like, when she comes in and kills two of the Warriors Three, and she's just like, I'm Hela.
Yeah.
After she killed them. Like, oh, she's just great.
Ooh. I'm going Vulture.
He's great.
Like, if it was just straight up one-on-one, like, battle to the death, obviously Vulture's not gonna...
He's, like, immediately dead.
He's like an older guy with just a nice little, like, suit.
but that's the thing, is, like, he's so, like, under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would never know.
Villainous, and that's why I love, like, when he's like, hi, Peter, or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, Pete. Like,
Or, yeah. And it's just like, oh, man. And that part in that movie is mind-blowing.
It is. It's so good.
When he opens the door, yeah.
Well, because at first...
Sorry.
Well, at first you're like, oh, no. Did he, like, find out? And did he, like, kidnap Peter's love interest? And you're like, oh, no. That's her dad.
It's her father.
Yeah. Like, just straight up mind-blowing. I don't know. Hela, to me, is... Well, I like when she has the horns, but...
another weird cub attraction.
I don't know. She's a little bit, like, annoying to me. Oh. I don't know.
I like her. But I also... I see... Because it's a tough one. This one was really hard. Like, Vulture is great, and Michael Keaton is, like, such a...
He's so good.
Really good at being, like, subtly sinister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like when he's looking at him, when he realizes that Peter is Spider-Man and he's looking at him in the rearview mirror and you're just like, oh no, yeah. Like he knows.
Well, like kind of like Killmonger and Loki, but in like a completely different way. Like he's really charming. Like, yeah. He's just a regular guy.
He's right. Also another one that you get his reasoning.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Because he's, you know, after the events of the first Avengers, like, his crew is supposed to be the one, like, cleaning up everything, and, you know, they were hired to do it, and then it just turns out that Tony Stark, like, took over, so now
yeah.
they've
yeah,
got
so
no
they
way
were
to
gonna
make
get
money.
Good money, yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, well, might as well take this stuff and sell it ourselves, then.
Yeah.
So he is...
Hey, I get it.
He's really good. This is really tough.
Yeah, it's tough. It's the hard one.
This is the hardest one, I think, on both sides.
I agree.
And it's Lyle's choice. Dealer's choice.
Yep.
We need, like, epic music or, like, you know, Seinfeld
Jeopardy
one
music.
There.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Hela.
Yeah.
And hey, it is close. Like, it was literally, like, it was, when I said that, it was pretty much what name is just gonna come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, it is Hela. That was a tough one.
For sure.
So, go ahead.
I like them both. But, yeah, for me, it's Hela by, like, a hair.
Yeah.
Now, if Vulture had gone up against, like, a bunch of any of these, like, he would have won.
Oh, yeah, for
or, like,
sure.
Or, like, Helmet Zero or whatever.
Helmet Zero. You know what's the worst part, too? Is, like, the guy who plays him is a good actor.
Yeah,
it's, like, the worst character. All right, so the last one for the villains, round one, is Ronan the Accuser from Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain Marvel. I forgot he was actually in that.
Oh, yeah.
He was in it a little, yeah.
Versus Grandmaster from Thor Ragnarok. So who would like to start?
I don't want to start.
I'm taking Grandmaster simply for the fact that it's Jeff Goldblum and simply for the fact that it's like another... Like, that movie was funny to begin with, but he made it so much more funny.
I know.
Yeah, I'm also going Grandmaster.
Me too.
I mean, just
like,
his
Ronan's
quotes.
Alright.
Yeah, Ronan is fine, and like he, I mean,
this
yeah,
is
like
another bad matchup. For Ronan.
For Ronan, yeah,
he was playing against Helmut Zemo or whatever.
Literally, if anyone
Malekith,
was going up against Helmut Zemo, they would win.
Yeah,
but I'm just like
but
sitting
it's
here
Jeff
thinking.
Goldblum.
Yeah, like one, it's Jeff Goldblum. Two, just like his quotes when, it's like I guess it's supposed to be like his cousin, the one that he, like when Thor first meets him.
Yeah,
and he's like, "I pardon you, from life," and like,
no.
One of the best quotes of that movie.
I also like when. She's like, yeah, the slaves are revolting. He's like, I don't like that word. That S
the
word.
S
and she's
word.
Like, mainframe? And he's like, no, the S word. And she's like, sorry, the prisoners with jobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, Jeff Goldblum is great.
And then when she hands him, like, the melty stick when Thor and the Hulk escape, he's like, this isn't a meltable offense.
That's so good.
Now I want to watch Ragnarok.
When Thor's telling him he has to get back to Asgard.
He's like, Asperg? Asgard?
Finally, at the end, when it's like the post-credit scene, and he comes out and he's like, oh, it's been a great revolution, like, good job, everyone, like, pat on the back myself, like, because you can't have a revolution without someone to overthrow. That one, like, there have been a couple, but he might be the most definitive, just, like, it's clearly him. I mean,
he's just like, I'm gonna do whatever I want, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, well, wasn't that some of it, like... When they were filming, I'm pretty sure he was just, like, rambling and, like, improvising.
Yeah, probably.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
I was just gonna say, too, with Ronan, like, he's cool. but I feel like they didn't do enough with him. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if they would have let him be in another movie and not how he was in Captain Marvel, like a second time as a villain,
yeah,
I feel like it would have been better.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, because he's in Captain Marvel for like 5 minutes and he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything. But they did kind of make it sound like if there's going to be another Captain Marvel, because he was like, oh, no, I want that girl. So. Mm.
So that could
if
be
there's
good.
Gonna, yeah, if there's going to be another one, maybe he'll be in it again and he'll be in it more. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he wasn't in it, that he didn't have enough. He was kind of just like a straightforward, like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that is going to do it for the villains.
Wait, we got to list off. We got to list off that one, too.
I was going to do a preview for the next episode. Oh. The next episode is going to be the second round for both sides. The heroes and the villains brackets, because now there are going to be 8 matchups total, you know, 4 on each side, so we can fit that into one. So, Region 1, Rocket versus Spider-Man, Star-Lord versus Thor. Region 2, Iron Man versus Ant-Man, Captain America versus Black Panther. Region 3, Thanos versus Red Skull, Ulysses Claw, I don't know why I keep saying the full name. Claw versus Loki. I love him so much. Ultron versus Killmonger. And then Hela versus Grandmaster.
Ooh. Nice.
So that's going to be good. And that will be next week's episode. So
intriguing.
I think that's going to do it for today. Sorry, that was my bad attempt.
That was
to
a Jeff Goldblum.
I tried.
It could have been better.
Well, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
And I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-